Well, did you give up chocolate for Lent? Maybe sweets? It's kind of funny how as soon as you give up something, you're thinking about it all the time. Maybe coffee, whatever it is. We could think about whatever we give up all the time. And if we don't give it up, we're not thinking about it all the time. Maybe we're eating it all the time. I don't know. But all of a sudden, when we can't have something, we're obsessing about it. I want this. I want this. I want this. And in the time of those temptations, we need to know what to do. What do we do when it comes time for our temptations in our life? You know, it's the devil's job to tempt us. It's going to happen. It's always there, every day. So what do? Well, the first thing we do is, first of all, avoid the temptation, right? Like if an alcoholic wants to stop drinking, you don't go to a bar, right? If you're trying to give up chocolate, don't go to Fannie Mae. Don't do it. No, don't do it, right? And so we don't want to put ourselves in temptation's way. You know, if we know we're going to, you know, sometimes removing ourselves, if we know we're going to get in an argument, remove yourself from that thing where you're going to get in that argument. Sometimes knowing yourself, I mean, are you one of those people that, you know, gets upset very easily and just flies off the handle or something like that? And, you know that. First thing is knowing that, because if you don't know it, how are you going to combat against it? Right? So know yourself. Do that daily examination of conscience. At the end of the day, do an examination of your conscience. Know where you're at. Because that's the first step. If you don't know, nothing happens. Right? So you gotta know yourself. I mean, do you got a little bit too much fortitude, or do you have too much temperance? Right? And sometimes for those who are married, you might find that you complement each other. If one of you has a lot of fortitude but not much temperance, and the other one has too much temperance, hopefully you can complement each other and help each other grow and grow in those virtues. Use the virtues that you do have. Use the virtues that you do have to help you grow in other areas. You know, sometimes, you know, we think of ourselves, I got too much fortitude. I got too much passion and everything. Yeah, but in other areas in our life, maybe not. Especially in today's society, maybe we're very passionate about doing what we want, obey your thirst, and very strong with that. But when it comes to faith, to practicing our faith, we're kind of weak there. We're a little bit too temperate, you know. So sometimes we have fortitude in one area, but we have too much temperance in another area because we feel weak in that area. Pray a lot. I encourage you to pray the rosary. Pray at least one rosary a day. The rosary is a workout. It's a spiritual workout. It trains you for the battle. If you can't do a whole rosary, 15, 20, if you take your time, it can be a 30-minute prayer. If you can't do that, you don't stand a chance. Do that workout with Mary, okay? Mary is an awesome source of grace. It gives you that strength. First of all, you got to have fortitude to do that rosary. You got to have that perseverance to go through and do a whole rosary. Do that. It strengthens you. Do it often. And pray often. Ask the angels and saints. The saints are a great source of strength. So you have all these things, and particularly the rosary is the workout. It gives you the strength to do what you need to do. To be a man of God, a man of character, to be a woman of grace, a woman of holiness. When you're in the battle, and it is a battle. That's a very real battle. The glory be is a very powerful prayer. You know, you'll hear me say this often. Look, if there are evil spirits that are oppressing you in the temptation, again, it's the devil's job to tempt you. Just because you have a thought doesn't mean you're responsible for it. One of the things the devil likes to do is put the thought in your mind, then turn around and you say, oh my gosh, you're such a bad person. I can't believe you thought that. And then he shames us, which is another tool of the devil. He likes to shame us. So he puts the idea in our mind, turns around, blames us for it, and shames us so that we are silent and keep us from doing the virtuous thing. It gridlocks us into it keeps us from growing. So don't allow the shame of the devil to do that to you. Now, shame, the thing about shame is, shame doesn't have to be about sin. It could be anything that you're embarrassed about. If you're embarrassed about it, he can shame you into it. And that's how he controls you. He can control you through the shame. What do you do? How do you combat against this? Actually, a lot of psychologists will tell you, confront the shame. Name it and claim it. How do we do it as Catholics? Going to confession. When you go to confession, you name it, you claim it. But the thing about confession is you receive God's mercy. You hear the words of God's love. I absolve you from your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. No counselor can give you that. And you know what? The confession is free. How freeing is that? More than one way. No pun intended. So you got a free counseling right there. You get to hear the words of Jesus, and you're free. So the cost is free, and you are free. That's the great grace that we have. So it doesn't even have to be a sin, but even if it controls you, bring it to confession. So you can name it, claim it, get it behind you, move on. Do what is right and be free. Have that joy in your heart. Go to confession often. Because even if there are venial sins in there, you know, those things aren't always in the back of our mind kind of unconsciously. And they control us almost subliminally in our mind. Be free of it. You know, go to confession at least once a month. At least once a month. I encourage you to go every other week. Just go there and just receive God's grace. The glory be is very powerful in the sense that evil spirits can't be around it. They can't. They're afraid of it. It's pure glorification of God. They flee from it. So you'll notice, like, if there's an oppression to the temptation, you know, there'll be like a monkey on your back with the temptation. When you start saying that glory be, say it over and over again, you'll notice that suppression in the temptation will be released. It'll be a lot easier. The temptation won't go away altogether because we have what they call concupiscence. We have a tendency towards sin. The flesh likes to rebel against the spirit, and the world does too. I mean, we look at the media. So the devil likes to use the world and the media to get you to choose what is wrong. So when you say that glory be, it will be greatly reduced. It won't go away altogether, but it'll be manageable. You will be able to have the power to say no. And as you keep on repeating that glory be, not only will the evil spirits leave from you, they will flee from you. They're afraid of your glorification of God. They are afraid of you. Realize that. Those evil spirits are afraid of you, and when you glorify God, they flee. And then the more you glorify God, you're more oriented towards what is holy. So now when you're oriented towards what is holy, it is easier to say no to those temptations. You are strengthened by that because where the head is, the body follows. Now your head is geared and is looking towards God and his ways. You see, when we follow the ways of the world and we put our mind into the ways of the world, we're training ourselves for sin. We're training ourselves to succumb to the temptations. And the more we pray, the more we have the mind of God we're allowing the mind of God to enter in, the more we're training ourselves to glorify ourselves by being virtuous. And the more we do that, the more we become the man and the woman we want to be. We don't want to say, okay, I'm going to come up to the line of temptation. If the temptation is evil, why do you want to come up to the line of temptation? Because the temptation is what is evil. Why do you want, when you come up to the line, you're coming closer to the evil. Why do you want to be close to the evil? You want to be away from the evil. So don't come up to the line of temptation to what is evil. Step back away from what is evil. And in fact, turn your back on what is evil and walk the other way. Turn towards what is good. If you turn towards what is evil, you're turning your back towards what is good. If you turn towards good, you're turning your back to what is evil. These are all things that can help us to glorify God, to become the man and the woman we want to be, to become close to Him, to feel His presence, to see God working in our lives.